Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
What's up, you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
Ooh, what y'all got going on? Man, so first, we'd like to apologize for not recording last night.
Oh, Lord, yeah, the weekend had a hold on us.
I tell you, our sister was tired.
So tired. I wasn't home too long before I was asleep.
Oh, I know. Here I go. Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to take a 10-minute nap.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, oh, I'll just sleep till 8. And then I get up. Yeah, it was 11-something
I
got up. But I just go to show the weekend was amazing.
Oh, it was so much fun. So for those of you who don't know or didn't read the notes, we attended the Planner Memory Social, Planning at Hogwarts event hosted by Just D Plans. And can I tell you, it was amazing.
It really was. I had a really good time because, you know, lately I haven't been having luck with planning conferences.
The shenanigans were afoot. Do you hear me?
Yes, they were. Yes,
and
they
I
were.
And I mean it in the best of ways.
And the Outlaws was, what, 15 deep, 12 deep, something like that. I don't even know. We even gained some people while we were there.
Yes, we did. So shout out to all of the Outlaws who were in attendance and who embraced me and my self, my whole Hufflepuff self, okay? And shout out to the newest members of the Outlaws. As they say someplace else, I know what you see here, what you say here, let it stay here. Here, here.
Hello.
First question, of course, is, are you planning anything tonight? Are you going to pull out your planner and do something with it tonight?
Okay, so I'm going to be real honest.
Oh, boy.
No.
No, okay.
No, I'm not, because I'm just not there right now. And I'm just not there. But I'm getting back there. I'll tell you what, I'm in between planners now, because while I was there at the conference this weekend, I got hooked on another person's planner. And they had the cover up queen's planner, the half letter.
And
it had all the things in there. I think I'm only need one planner. Does that sound right?
Yes, because I love my Gigi. She's so cute.
You got Gigi. Oh, well, good. Yeah, so I ordered mine while I was there. And I'm waiting on that. But I'm still using my work one. I'm just not decorating it. But my personal one, I'm almost out of love with her.
Ooh,
how did that happen? We're good.
You know how we do.
I know. It happened real quick.
Real quick. But, I mean, it really is a planner system, and I think that's what I love the most about it. I don't have to think about anything else. It even reminds me, what I need to clean up. Even though I'm not going to clean it.
Yeah, but you know what it is. Yeah, you don't have to do it. You just need to know.
I can even flip over to the week and be like, I'm going to write this down because I need to do it. And then I'd be like, nah, not today. So let's see how we want to discuss this. So since we talked about planning, so I'm still in love with Gigi, y'all. Gigi is the Queen's Gambit planner system by the Cover Up Queens. Cover Up is spelled with a K. Those queens, you can look them up on Instagram, or you can look on either of our page, or my page. I usually tag you, though. But you can look on my page and just see how much I stan her and rave about her. And I cannot wait to show y'all that she got some new clothes. She got a new belt. It is a Gucci belt this time, for real.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And don't sound jealous. Don't do that.
Oh no, I'm not jealous. I'm jealous. I'm gonna get a Coco Chanel belt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But listen, I'm gonna tell you, I was really shocked because I even had to go back over to them and say, hey, which one is it? Because it was such a reasonable price that comes with the cover, the, you know, all your accessories and all your inserts. And I was like, wait, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, we're sure. Yeah. And
but
really
it's
was reasonable.
Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I know, but still.
In the next quarter, you get a whole new planner system, and you know how much we like to change. Well, y'all like to change. Anyway.
Yeah,
but,
you will too.
No, I just like to change her clothes.
Okay, well, that's going to be changing her clothes.
So,
and she's going to need new guts. So,
right. See what I'm saying? So I just think it's so awesome. It gives you the variety that you need. And it
mm-hmm.
has so I want to talk about, I don't know, something from the weekend. Pick something.
Our new bestie, Rashonda James, the therapist, she talked about self-care. And it was really moving. You know, many things don't bring a tear. Feeling different things when somebody's talking about something, it really touched me.
Not you.
Yes, me.
You know, I really liked one thing that she said. It really stuck with me. I wrote it down, and I even put it in Gigi. She said self-care is not I just forgot. I need to pull out my planner. She said something to the effect of self-care is not just rejuvenation. It is self-preservation.
Yes.
And
self-preservation.
It really made a lot of sense because for some people, self-care is putting on makeup. And for other people, it's I wear makeup every day, so today I'm not going to wear makeup. And it really goes to show, like, how much, how different self-care can look for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, I do spoil myself, but I do get into the point where I'm like, oh, no, I can't do this because I said I would do this, or this for this or that person. And I think it might have been CC. If somebody said this weekend, no is a whole sentence.
Yeah, CC said that.
And it's the truth. She said it with a whole gut. It's the truth. It really is a whole sentence. You don't have to explain.
And
I said what I said. No.
I meant that. And, you know, that's a part of that boundary building.
Yes.
And so I'm really working on boundaries. I don't have any.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Now, I do have boundaries, and I have walls, and I have cut off people that other people in my life that other people think is horrible. But guess what? I have been the happiest I have ever been in my life because of
I know that's right.
It's the truth. And, honey, I will cut you off like the light company, okay?
Listen, we go together. You can't cut me off, okay? Okay.
Well, not you. But don't push me. I'm just kidding.
Right. Don't push me because I'm close to the edge, okay?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm working on boundaries. I do have walls. Now, I'll tell you everything you want to hear and ain't told you nothing about me at all. You know what I'm saying? So I have walls, but I don't have boundaries. And so I'm working on building boundaries, especially with strangers. Like, my mama used to always say, I pick up strays.
Yeah.
And I definitely can see how that happens often. But,
yeah, it's a balance because whereas I can hold everybody at arm's length. But I really am a people person at heart. Once you're in, you're in. But sometimes I don't bring you in. But this weekend I was really open.
You were.
I had a really good time. I needed that. That was my self-care.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Tonight when I was in class, they asked what was something you did to love on yourself this weekend. And my answer was to have fun with my planner friends at the planner conference and then come home and give myself a nebulizer treatment.
Hey, whatever it takes. I didn't have a voice last night, but I came back after I woke up. I just needed to rest it. I was tired. I was so tired. But I bought a lot of stuff.
Wait, I want to plug Rashonda James again. Be sure
yes.
to go over and take a look at Rashonda James. I believe that's her name on Instagram, at Rashonda James.
Yeah, and I'll link it in my Instagram also.
Okay, tag me. Mm-hmm. She's a therapist, and she gave a really good thing. I think she has a launch coming out really soon because I bought a self-care notebook planner from her, and I really, really love it. And another outlaw kind of talked me into it.
Good.
Shout out to T-Squared. And I really, you know, I liked it. I haven't pulled it out yet, but I'm excited about trying it.
Yeah, I think her launch will be March 15th. So stay tuned. We'll keep plugging it as we get closer. I enjoyed even sitting down talking. And then we hung out. Everybody hung out, what, it was Saturday night?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Saturday night in the lobby, and our new friend Carla.
Hey, Carla. Carla hung with us all night.
Yes, she did. Carla had to get that lady together too. But
who Carla got together?
You weren't there when the lady from the front desk came.
No. Oh, yeah. So the people from the front desk came, and Carla was like, don't be telling us to be quiet. Did you hear the people last night partying?
Yeah, when they were knocking on my door at 3 in the morning. I said, oh, get them, Carla.
Carla was like, no.
But, yeah, so it was very organic, nothing forced. Everybody just kind of, you know, we just went with the flow, and I thought that was really good. But we do have some shops we want to plug.
Yes. One of the things I wanted to also say, though, was that I really, really enjoyed the activities. Like, it was an activity. It wasn't forced. It was something you can do. It wasn't like break off and you pick this and you pick that. It was kind of like, we're going to all do it.
Yep. And we all enjoy it.
You can just sit there and chill. You know, talk to your friends, but this is what we're doing, and then we'll be done with that. You know, and it wasn't too long. It wasn't like, okay, don't take 42 years to do this. It was just enough time to get it done.
It really was. It really was. And everybody enjoyed it. It was because it wasn't too long. It wasn't. We had really nice. Oh, we had good door prizes. I bet I won one of them.
Oh, what you win good? I forgot. I think I took a picture.
You did take a picture. But I won a bag, and it had some combo pins. And
I didn't see them combo pins.
Oh yeah, and some mild liners and a little planner book. It was really cute. And I'm sure
is
the
that
people
the caddy?
Yeah, I got the caddy too. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's so nice and soft. It's right there.
It's fancy. I didn't win nothing this time.
Well, it's okay. You know, remember the big prize we haven't gotten yet. Remember.
Oh,
that
yes,
might be
I
you.
Still have time. I still have
today
time.
Could be your day.
Or
whatever
day
it is. Whatever day it is.
Whatever day it is.
Yeah.
So, let's close some shops, like you said.
What was the cup lady shop? Penny.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah.
Copper Penny Plans, is that it?
I'm going to look it up. But the other one, I ain't going to even say favorite, but all of them was my favorite. Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth Planners.
Yes.
Yeah, I love them. I'm waiting on my bag, hint, you hear that? The bag I ordered, and my stickers I ordered.
Oh, where?
I'm ordering them.
You ordered them already?
I have pre-ordered them because she has a sticker sheet that most of you ladies will love. She has like a peach and an eggplant acknowledge naughty time.
It also says vitamin B.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, you need a vitamin B.
That is so cute. So I have requested all peaches, no eggplants. And now I'm requesting a vitamin P. Yeah, true. You hear that? Okay.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm going to challenge you.
She was very receptive to our suggestions, and she had they had already been in the process of starting to look into it, and I can respect that about her. It's not like she's just like, oh, well, that's what you want. Okay, I'll make them for you. They had already given thought to try to respect the people in the LGBTQIA CCD committee group.
Yeah.
So I thought that that was really good. So I can't wait to you, because there's a lot of shops that do personalization. They don't even think about that.
You know, here's another thing. When I talked with another shop, Copper Penny Plans, I don't know if it's Copper Penny Plans or just Copper Penny, the Copper Penny.
I don't either. I'm going to look it up. I know she's on Etsy.
Okay, well, anyway, when I was speaking with her, because I wanted to buy a shirt, and I said, do you have a shirt that's, you know, for a full-figured woman such as myself? Mm-hmm. And she did not have a shirt large enough. And so when I said, I said, well, I don't want you to have to go out your way if you can't find it. I'm not saying that. You know, you just pre-order mine. And she said, no, you're a customer, and that's what you requested. And I'm a shop. Why shouldn't I have it? And it was just so freeing for her not to, like you said, even with potty mouth planners, there was no attitude. There was no rolling of eyes. It was just like, oh, my customers have spoken, and this is what we're going to do.
What we're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. Sugar Pop Fizz was there. She was actually my table sponsor, and I have to post some table pics because they took some pictures, and they were really. It was a really nice table.
Oh, good.
She gave us plenty of kits. It was really nice.
Plan to be extra, our girl Jasia, she was there. She had our shop.
I think I bought everything in the damn shop.
I know I bought me another planner cover, not to kick the planner to the curb. But anyway, she'll have a nice little bag to be in.
Clip, every filthy, every. And this is another thing that I really loved about it. Everything wasn't just Hogwarts related.
No.
Because there were
Thank God. Yeah, hello, me.
Right. So there were, you know, plenty of people who were not a part of the Wizarding World. And so they had things to buy also. And so I really loved that. Jasia came with it. She had the buttons. She had felties. She even had a feltie that said, bruh.
Yeah, she did.
You know, so it was really cute. Who else was there? Bella Plans.
Yeah, Bella Plans, Mariposa Studios.
Okay. Yes, I got a chance to meet Trika Plans from the Cuteness Boutique, who I now PR for. I don't think I said that yet. I tell y'all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I don't know if you did or not, but you have now. And she was my was my table mate.
Oh, so was it? I know it was so fun over there because she is.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a lively table. We had a lovely table. It was at the perfect table.
I think I went to every table and got on everybody's nerve.
Yeah.
Everybody. Just tap dancing on their nerve, accidentally on purpose. Look, you look sad. Come here. Let me talk to you.
But everybody was really nice and sweet. That's what I love about these conferences, too, because it doesn't matter who you are, tall, short, because God knows I'm short. Tall,
you
short,
look really
skinny, fat. Black, white, it don't matter who you are. Everybody's there. So, hey, everybody's there for the love of the same thing, stickers and paper, and we're just getting along and having a grand old time.
Yeah, there was even another podcast, the famous podcast. What is it?
Planners and Wine.
They were there, and they, you know, asked the good questions. You know, what do you love about the community? What do you dislike about the community? And, you know, I had to speak up. I had to talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good. It was that was a really good topic.
Yeah. So.
So sometimes you'd be thinking, God, am I the only one who thinks this?
Right.
But no.
Afterwards, here's the other part of it. Afterwards, when I said, okay, so when she asked what's something that we didn't like about the community, I raised my hand, and what I said was, I don't like it when shop owners and their followers kind of make you feel like they're a cult, and they become bullies, and mm-hmm. to try and cancel you for telling the truth or telling your truth.
Yeah.
You should be able to tell your truth. So, of course, everybody's like, mm-hmm, I didn't say any names. I didn't do anything like that. But several people came to me
mm-hmm.
afterwards to sit with me and tell their story because nobody else will hear them. Because they're
yeah.
afraid. They're afraid. Hear me out. Because I know this sounds crazy. They are afraid to tell people their stories because they're afraid of getting canceled, orders canceled, picked on, put out of certain communities, all because you have an opinion.
Yeah, you can't have one. And they all had the same shop?
Three of them were the same shop, yes.
Wow. Wow. That's very telling.
It's very telling. Out of five people, three of them had the same shop. And so it was, you know, it was pretty bad.
And if y'all been listening to us long enough, y'all already know who the shop is. If you're not sure, ask me on Instagram. Go in my DM. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even put the number out to call. If you want to call
us, Lord, yes.
We've
just been talking.
Right.
515-602-9680. Excuse me. Sorry. Again, 515-602-9680. We'd love to hear your perspective. Maybe everybody didn't see it the way we did.
Okay, so what was I talking about? Oh, so one of the other shops and activities was order of... Wait, don't make me lie. Order of the planner stencils.
Yes.
So she came and she gave us some size, you think? Notebook? I don't know. Don't give me the lines. But it was a cute little notebook, and we could stencil on it, on the pages or anything. And they were really cute. I posted mine on Instagram so you can go and see. Not just D-Plans, D-Planner Babe. D-Planner Babe did a plan with me.
Yep. And it was really good. And she's the reason I started doing daily.
Really?
I would love to watch it. Yep. I would love to watch her do her dailies every day, and then I would be like, I could do that too. So I bought me a whole bunch of daily sheets, and I would do them, and it really worked for me. It was last year. Well, maybe, no, it's before that. It was after CPC, but anyway, I was doing them up until last year. Mm-hmm. It was because
probably the best part about it for her was that she didn't talk on the video. Is that what made you stick around?
She didn't talk? I couldn't remember. I don't know. But I still follow her. But not as she says it. I mean, you know, she doesn't. But sometimes she does.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
See, I saw her gadget, like, to do the plan with me, and I think it is so cool.
I love that.
I think I put it in my cart immediately.
Oh, really? I got to find it. You got to share it with me.
I will. I think I put it in my cart immediately. That was The Planner Babe. She's on Instagram, YouTube, across all platforms with that name. And the other one was Order of the Planners Stencils.
OOTTS.
There you go.
And she's on, it's under that, I believe, on Instagram or one of them. Yeah, and then she has a whole Facebook group with, like, 10,000 people, I think she said.
Yeah.
And she started out with a small group. So, and a lot of people that were in there kind of started off and with her when it first started. And it's grown. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of people out there in the Potterverse.
Yeah. In the Potterverse.
And the games.
Mm-hmm. What else? I think the best part for me was just the people. I really had a great time with everybody. There was no drama, at least not that I was privy to, which is good. But it was not as many people which is also really good. I think I enjoyed that aspect of it, too. I like the larger ones, but I also like this one because it was like 100 people, 90 people, something like that. So I thought that was really good.
I definitely think so this was my biggest.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one from Georgia Planners and Crafters, GPC, there was 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to Bridgerton, there was probably less than 50. And this was my biggest. And it wasn't like just a gust of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was everywhere, literally.
People
we had
from
friends
everywhere.
Fly in. Yeah, we had friends fly in. Yeah, I think the furthest person was from California, which is how much further can you get?
Right.
So, without needing a passport.
Where did Christy say she came from? Christy with the Y said she came from
PA.
Pennsylvania, yes.
Yeah.
The Order of the Phoenix, she was from Michigan. I mean.
People at my table were from South Carolina. CC from Maryland.
Maryland, yeah.
They had a couple people from, I think, Jersey. I mean, people from it. Oh, that couple, remember, with the planner husband? He didn't come to the thing. He was just, we saw him that evening, remember? They were
Arkansas. Arkansas, yeah. And Carla, shout out to Carla, was from Alabama.
Yeah. And they had Miss Fancy Pants, Laura. She was from Alabama, Huntsville.
Oh, yeah, Laurent. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Just fancy.
There's just people from everywhere.
It was definitely amazing. Mm-hmm.
And Carla, Virginia. Yeah, so anyway.
So Valentine's is coming up.
It is.
It is.
I got my Valentine's cup. I'm going to post my cups, too, the ones that I bought. And I got to find the lady's shop, and then I'm going to post them so I can tag her shop. I got two. I got one for Valentine's Day, and I got one for Black History. So the one for Valentine's Day is not really work-friendly because it's got a bunch of lips, and it says bite me. It's got, like, vampire mouth maybe, but you know, people at work sometimes get things misconstrued, so I'll leave that one at home. That'll be my February at home cup, and my Black History one, I'll take it to work. It's just Black History colors with some leopard and some blocks of glitter. It's really pretty. So I bought those this weekend.
Fancy. I loved that Black History cup.
Yeah, amazing. I'm gonna post it in Tiger Shop so y'all can see. And then I'll post some of the other stuff that I bought, too, like my stuff from Patty Mouth.
Have you gone through swag yet?
No, not all of it. I saw there's a pin from Bell Pins, really pretty. I have that. And the Angel Pin got us the house color pin.
Angel Pin Shop.
I'm obsessed with pins, so I do have the pin.
And I got my first pin gem.
Oh, that's right. We got a pin gem. Yeah. They were sponsored also.
And I got a code.
A code?
Yeah. If you look in one of your things, you got a code so you can order something else.
Oh, okay. You have the, I had a code for, I was looking for one for, what was the cover up queens?
Oh, did we have a code for that?
No, I thought we did, but we didn't. I didn't think so. But I don't have them all anymore, so I don't know what I did with them. It's got, I have, like, cards, a bunch of cards in there in different places because I bought bags also, so I just was dropping stuff in bags. So I'm going to get all that stuff together.
Ooh, I got one more question.
Uh-huh.
You know you're my tea girl. Did you get, put your ear to the ground and get some tea?
Not this weekend.
No!
I mean... No.
Oh,
did I
man.
Get any tea? There wasn't any. It was really a pleasant thing, so there really wasn't any tea to get.
Do you know
except
what?
For the one lady who started the mess about the table, but.
Oh, right. Yeah, there was someone who was a little, you know, perturbed about, you know, having her, you know, table mate number change at the last minute.
Yeah, but instead of six, you would have seven table mates, and it's like, oh, your personal, you're embroidering things, like, with their, you know, like,
yeah.
Why?
The host was so gracious that she understood, she listened, you know, and was
more
like, okay.
More gracious than I.
Yeah, yeah, much more. but she was gracious, and she told her, you know, I'm gonna make this work. We're not gonna change the table, and so I thought that was really, really sweet, really, really kind and considerate, and
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to do the best for everybody involved, so nobody would leave with a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't really, you know, it really wasn't no tea to get. I was really trying to get the scoop
mm-hmm.
on, you know, past conferences, and I really wanted to know more about this whole TPC collaborative thing, because there were some shops who had been, you know, involved and had been planning to present at their conference.
Mm-hmm.
And just found out that they weren't, you know, she was canceling all of them, you know, for the time being. So, you know.
I don't know about that one. I only knew what we had the last time. I didn't really go digging for it anymore.
Well, you know,
any more info. I know. Well, no, me too. So when it's out there, I'll go get it. But I think has it been quiet, or have we just missed something?
It has.
Maybe it's the cold weather. People have been chill.
I think that we've just been so focused on getting ready for this.
Yeah.
That it wasn't. Oh, speaking of getting ready for this, while we were there at GP, I'm Janin from GPC, Georgia Planners and Crafters, wants us to record an episode of the podcast live while we're there.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that would be kind of fun.
While we're where?
While we are in Augusta.
Oh, when you, so you and her are going to go
no,
live?
No, me and you are going to go live.
I don't think there's any more tickets.
Oh, well, if you're a participant, there has to be a ticket for you. I mean.
Oh, speaking of that, we had a couple people at our table who wants to be guests on the show. A couple shop owners. So we're going to start getting that all set up so that they can come on.
A shop segment.
Yeah, and we can, yeah, we'll just start highlighting shops maybe once a month or whatever, however many we get, we'll see how it goes. And we'll just start highlighting them. We'll get a discount code for people to use.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be good to start, especially with the small businesses, you know, people trying to get their name out there. And then we can kind of highlight some of their products on our Instagram during that week or whatever, trying to help people out, right?
Oh, yeah. That would be
That's
really,
what it's all about.
Really cool. And I know our listeners will support. I know
yeah.
that my code gets used at all of the shops that I PR for.
Okay.
I'll make sure that I tag them again on Instagram, but, you know, for the sake of, you know, hearing it, you can go to All Things by Keisha and use Riri10 and save 20%. You can go to Plan Your Spoons and use Erica20. You can go to Cuteness Boutique and use Erica20, I think. Save some money. And wait, there's one more.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Oh, Denim Paper Plane. You can go to Denim Paper Planes and use Erica15 and save some money. Now, listen, with Denim Paper Planes, let me tell you, if you buy one of her digital kits, when I tell you that thing is big, it's big. Like, I printed it off. I cut it. I used it for my dailies. Do you know I still have stuff left?
Oh, wow.
And I used it for dailies.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. And they're not like, they ain't beating you over the head with it either.
Yeah, the prices.
Yeah, with the price. I guess I shouldn't blame it. Yeah, with the prices. So it was really, really good. So another thing, backtrack, you know, ADD, sorry. With the Valentine's Day thing, I have been looking around, trying to find more companies with same-sex dolls. Now, I know that last year Capital Chic came out with the two ladies. Have you seen any more same-sex couples, maybe two men, maybe two women, or two non-binaries, or anything like that?
I have not. That's what I was saying, and that's why I was complaining about the shop that does personalization, that she is not, that wasn't like one of her things. And look, you can't tell people what to put in their stores, but I think you need to know your audience. You know, it's like saying, oh, we make wedding cakes. Oh, but you're a gay couple. We're not making a cake for you. You know, that's like, why do you care? It's coins, you know.
Right.
But no, I have not seen any. And if anybody else has, let us know.
Please let me know.
Riri will purchase them.
I will. Or I'll ask somebody to purchase them for me.
Yeah, either way, you'll get them.
Either way it goes, we're going to have them in the planner because I need it. I need that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think right now it's going to be Potty Mouth. It's going to get them for you.
Oh, I know her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to take good care of me.
I mean, there's a market for those things, honestly.
There really is.
So,
do you have anything planned for Mardi Gras? Are you going to do like a Mardi Gras spread, Mardi Gras, you know, colors?
I do have some Mardi Gras stickers that I got. I want to say from Tawana Simone. Probably a couple of years ago, I believe it was her. But anyway, I have those stickers. I'll probably just use those. And I have a Mardi Gras cup that I'm going to make. And that's it. I'm not doing Mardi Gras. Keep asking my friends from New Orleans to send me a king cake.
Oh, yes, I would love a king cake.
Hasn't happened just yet, but I think he's going to send it soon.
He's coming to send two? Like,
yeah, you sound like the little toddler. Yeah, text them when we're done. Yeah. But, that's kind of the only thing that I miss about this season in being in New Orleans for the king cake.
Oh, yeah, sounds so delicious. I need that.
Yeah. And then we'll be into the Easter season.
Oh, guess what I found?
Sexy Jesus.
Sexy Jesus. He's going to my planet this year for sure. I saw him. I was like, wait, I know he's in here somewhere. And I found him.
Wait, where did we get Sexy Jesus? Wasn't it Coco Vision?
Yes, Coco's Vision.
Yeah.
Oh, put me out of her group.
Huh?
Put me out.
Oh. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't have even said that there. But
what? No, I asked her, like, hey, did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? And she was like, girl, I don't know. Let me go check. And she never came back, so I guess I did. So, but shout out to Coco Vision for not being a bitch to me when I asked.
And for coming up with Sexy Jesus.
And giving me Sexy Jesus. Not only do I have Sexy Jesus, I also have Maya Angelou. Now, I have Maya Angelou, Toni Morrison, whoever that other guy is that we looked up last year, and now I don't know who he is, but he's an important black guy who looks like a military.
Wasn't it Colin?
No, it's not Colin Powell, but I can't tell you his name. But it looks just like him. I'm going to use him for my Black History Month. She also, in that sticker book, dang, maybe I gave it away. Anyway,
what?
Also in that sticker, because I gave one of the sticker books away to a new planner plan to be sober for people who are coming, who are giving up drugs and alcohol. And so I give them some planners so they can keep track of all the meetings and stuff that they're going to. Shout out to the paper fan and you for providing me with B6 journals to give to these young people. Or not young people, but, you know, old people, young people, whoever. Anybody who decides that they want to give up drugs and alcohol and need a planner to keep up with the stuff that they need to keep up with, something to keep them busy, give them some therapy they need, I've been donating. So anyway, somebody wanted the book. We're talking about they didn't have any stickers, and so I gave them a book. So, but she had all kind of holiday stuff in there. So I'm going to look at it because Sexy Jesus and my Black History people are in there. And I'm so glad you said that because now I remember.
Yeah, I remember that Sexy Jesus, girl.
Oh, yeah. When I saw Sexy Jesus, I was like, I knew you were here. You wouldn't leave me or forsake me.
Oh, my God. You are crazy.
No, it's a gift. It's a talent. So, let's talk about
where?
I don't really want to talk about it out loud because then people are going to want to go. But the Planner Cruise.
Oh,
the Planner Cruise.
I'll be there.
I'm putting in my request tomorrow.
You want to go?
I want to go.
Okay.
I got two things to check on before we can book. But Bay has given the okay.
All right, now.
Because Bay would like to go on the cruise. She's really excited about it.
Oh, no, just because she likes hanging out with me.
Yeah, she loves her some toddler baby. You know why? Because you're the same height. Oh, I'm sorry. She says she's taller.
I was about to say I'm taller.
Both of y'all in denial. The Cover Up Queens Planner Palooza. Oh my God. We're going to be on the boat, y'all. We're about to be on the boat. And we're going to be planning on the boat and get to do some boat stuff while we're planning.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. Oh my God. This will be amazing if y'all go.
Yeah. I'm super, super excited. So I got a couple of things to do. I got to check on who's going to be able to check on my cheering. Because it'll be right after spring break for them. And
higher, Nanny.
Who got money for that?
I don't know.
Right. So yeah, I'll be working, and I didn't realize it wasn't during the week, and it was like mostly on the weekend, and so that's even better.
Okay.
So I need to look on the itinerary of the boat again, and then. Once I have all that in hand, I can do what I can do. So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
I am. So there's the Planner Cruise. That's another event. Oh, I brought up Valentine's because there's a Galentine's event. I want to say it is by Planners and Tacos. Did I make that up? Nope, I didn't make it up. Planner and Tacos is having a Galentine event, and I know a lot of people are really excited about it. However, I missed it. They sold out a ticket.
Really?
Man, they were sold out in October.
Oh, darn.
I know. And you know there's been a buzz that CPC is coming back.
Oh yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
And we are all going.
It's coming. I want to go so bad. So we are, you know, putting it out there. Manifesting that thing early. It is conference season and people are coming back. I'm already going to the Candyland with GTC. That one was a really affordable one. It was like maybe $30.
Yeah, I'm not going because I didn't know.
So, dead air crickets, right? Okay. you know what, if we don't go, I will, you know, we can still, I can record live. You can, you know, be who we are now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Excited about that. Or I could record it and then upload it, and then when we come back, you know, me and you can record.
Well, listen, I want to say this real quick before you move on to the next topic, because this was bothering me, so now I'm going to say it for anyone else out there who it may be bothering. The military sticker guy was Lloyd Austin. He is Secretary of Defense.
There you go. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. I knew who he was in my head. I need to write it on there, because when I put him in my book, he needs a caption.
Yeah.
He needs a caption. Oh, and I got this banging-ass Black History Month collection from Verse Planning. Have you seen it?
I like Verse Planning stuff. No, I have not seen yours.
No, did you see the thing she released?
No.
It is lovely. I'm gonna put it out there. I think I'm gonna record it and then I'll put it out there. It's gorgeous. Phenomenal.
Okay. I'm going to have to look it up. Are you going to post it?
I'm going to post it. That's
okay.
So you can look it up. Look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You're so afraid I'm missing out on something.
It's sold out.
What's sold out? The book? How can it sold out? Why are you telling me about everything after it sells out? You might have told me, Anna.
Yeah. You said, I'm not even using what I have.
Okay, I must have had a headache because that never stopped me before. That's what I was thinking.
You never stopped something before. Go shopping. My shopping partner, okay?
Yeah, I don't mind shopping.
So CPC, I'm super excited about it. It will be the first one of over 100 people. I mean, first, I just made it to 100, right? And now I'm already like 500. Let's go. Here we go.
Yes, it was 500 people last time.
Ooh, Jesus.
It didn't seem like it, though.
No?
No, it didn't. It really didn't. Except for when you were trying to get coffee at the Starbucks in the morning.
Right.
Then you're like, oh, here they are.
here are the people at the coffee
shop. Yeah. 500 people.
Well, I'm super excited. And that's the whole year. I don't know about... listen, that's already SGS has already announced dates too. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is somebody still salty?
Just a tad,
just a little bit.
It's not even. I'm not salty. I'm not going to give anybody that much power over me.
Right. Of course.
But I won't be going back. That's all.
Speaking of. Let me tell you one of the best things that our host did, our hostess with the mostest did at this one.
Mm-hmm.
When people were not seated at their seat, she ought to send them their table-made gifts.
Because it's no more than right.
Because it's correct. It's the right thing to do.
That's right. It is the right thing to do. Because
whatever
you're doing with it otherwise, give it to your friends.
Exactly. Whatever was seated at your seat and you could not be there for whatever the reason,
mm-hmm.
your dog was sick, your toe got cut off, your head fell off, I don't know, it didn't matter. She said that if you were not there, whatever was at your seat, she was going to send it to you. And I think that was right.
Yep.
You paid for what is at your table. Now, swag is something different. But what is at your table, you pay for that.
They got the swag, too.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sure did. And she brought boxes. Well, I don't know where they found them, but she found some and put them in. And every time if we had a person missing at our table, too, we were just packing it up for them. We made sure they got everything, even the worksheet from the goals and vision thing. We make sure they got everything.
Wow. What was the name of the presenter for the goals?
I knew you were about to put me on the spot.
I know you shouldn't have said goals.
I know. But I was just saying that it was something as simple as that, we still, you know, make sure that the person got it. Hold on, I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Because I wanted to shout her out, too. I think I shouted out everybody else. We talked about the cover-up queens and the pajama party that was lit. I ain't never known nobody to give Harry Potter trap music. Got to at that swaying them hips. Swaying
yes, girl, that was... I love that little dance, okay? Oh, and Samantha Rose was also a vendor, sorry.
Oh, yes, yeah. Samantha Rose and somebody else, Malia...
Talia. Yeah. Malia Talia. I don't know.
Malia
Talia. That's real catchy. But it is.
Malia Talia. I mean, Maria Talia.
Yeah. Oh, it was Maria. Oh, no, it's Maria Talian. T-A-L-I-A-N.
Talian, maybe.
Talian.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm looking for the lady.
Maria Italian? Like Marie Italian?
No, Maria. Maria Talian.
Right. So when you put it together, it kind of sounds like Maria Italian.
Maria Italian?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I can't find the other lady. You want to put me on the spot?
Sorry.
No, it makes me feel bad because what is she Christmas?
And she,
we're sorry.
We're not fancy. But she did a great job. That's actually the only reason why I'm going to say she did a great job having you lay out your goals, break them down, and she really made people think about dreaming a dream that was so big that people would laugh.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The last time I did that, oh, man, the last time I did that, I was talking about this podcast.
And here we are.
And here we are, almost a year later.
That's
almost
true.
A year later.
We need to have an anniversary thing.
We do. That's when we meet. I'm telling you.
You know what I'm going to start doing?
What's that?
I'm going to start packing up all the stuff that I don't use and make, like, little packages.
Oh,
and just do giveaways. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how I can clear the stuff and shop my stash. I know. Shop your stash, but that's kind of hard when you see new stuff.
Oh, it is. It is. But if you de-stashing it, a de-stash giveaway, you could put together some things, and I can too. You know, you put together some things for a size. I put together some things for a size. Like, I know I have a pocket planner, brand new, never been used, never been touched.
Oh. Why?
Because I got a bunch of them.
Oh.
About like four at a time.
The lady's name is not on this thing. So I apologize, but we are going to post it.
Yeah,
we'll find it. We'll find it. We're going to post everything. Everything from this weekend. All the shops, all the cool people, all the presenters. Sponsors.
All the ass shaking and twerking.
Yeah. We'll find the video. Who took the video?
I don't know. It seemed like when I looked up, it was
it was the cover up queen.
I had to run away. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because you did it. I was so proud of you. The cover up queens took a video, though.
Yeah. And posted.
They'll probably post it. They just got back home today, and I know they tired.
Oh, I know. And I have a good video of the Soul Train line.
So, oh, you do?
I do. So I need to post that. I hope people don't mind. I mean, I guess
what?
They do.
Well, hey, if you get in the picture.
You know, I'm going to post it as a reel, the Soul Train line. Yeah. And
because everybody who was in that Soul Train line have been posting pictures online also.
Okay.
Because they're not shy.
Because they're not shy. You're right.
That's right.
I mean, first of all, they got up and did it, right?
Yeah, but if somebody's listening and you see it and you upset about it, hey, just let us know.
Right. Okay, how about this? I will not tag you.
Yeah, they'll tag them. They can tag them post camping.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for helping
Look
me.
Look at you. Yeah, of course. Anytime. Anytime.
Thanks for helping me work through that. So I'm super excited. And even just saying that we've been here doing this for almost a year, it was my wildest dream. And I thank you so much for just even just saying, I'll do it with you. Come on, what are we going to do? When are we going to do it? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I enjoy it. And I every time after we finish it, I'm like, that's great. I don't know why we're not on a regular regimen. And my daughter said to me today, Mama, now she's grown, so it's not like it's cute because it's coming from a younger person. But
right.
She was like, Mama, y'all not going to ever have loyal listeners. Because y'all are not consistent. But I'll tell y'all, this is the real part about us with the real talk and real plans. It happens. And it happens to all of us. And we try to be more consistent. And it's actually our New Year's resolution for this wise is that we're going to be more consistent and intentional about getting these done weekly. You know, with my work schedule, your different school studies things. So, I mean, it's just been a lot going on and things kind of just happen. Like, yes, last night we were all prepared to do this and we were worn out and literally both of us just fell asleep. So we're going to be more intentional and deliberate about making sure we get it done because it's really fun and we enjoy talking to y'all. Even though y'all don't always call in, but y'all have to do that more often. Plus, we're going to start having guests. So,
yeah, so
we're
going to
do that. We're
followers listening in too, right?
Exactly. So we have to work on a consistency, but we're getting there. But that's the real side of us.
And I'm really starting to think about, you know, we could record during the week and just have it ready.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody's going to, you know,
call in
anyway. We could just pre-record it and then have it. But does that have the same effect? I guess that would be the question. So let us know. You know, drop us a line. Send me a DM. Talk to me, people. Talk to me.
Yeah. Do you listen live or do you listen, like, later on in the week when you have time, when life permits for you to do it? And we're also going to do the RSS feed so we can get it on other more popular platforms as well. So
hold on, I do have a reply. I have someone who wants to speak.
Caller.
I'm not really a caller. I'm here while they're doing it, and I think it's really fun to listen to them doing it live. So, you know, tune in, listen in. They're really fun. They talk a lot. It's good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. So... Well, there you have it. They have
I'm so glad she's taking part in our community.
I know. How long have we been
for her? It's been fun having her now, and she's just like all into it too. It's amazing. See how we keep our little cult, if you will, going. That's
yes,
what people call
yes.
it. That's what my husband
does.
Outlaw.
That's all it is.
Oh yeah. Yes, we are.
All right, you guys. Our time is almost up. But I want to thank you so, so much for listening to your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
So this time our thing is going to change. You ready?
Thank you. Ready.
We are messy but not malicious. Have a good night.
Karaoke on that.
But you were the only